हरिः ओम् सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ओम् शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः। भृगुर्वैवारुणिः वरुणम् पितरमुपससार अधीहि भगवो ब्रह्मेति तस्मायेतत्प्रोवाच अन्नम् प्राणम् चक्षुश्रोत्रम् मनोवाचमिति। तगुम्होवाच यतो वा इमानि भूतानि जायन्ते येन जातानि जीवन्ति यत्प्रयन्त्यभिसंविशन्ति तद्विजिज्ञासस्व तद्ब्रह्मेति। सतपोतप्यत सतपस्तप्त्वा। So in the last webinar, we saw up to this portion of the third chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad known as Bhrguvalli. And we said the Upanishad begins with a story. Bhrigu Maharishi, he approaches his father, the Varuna Devata, and asks him for Brahma Vidya. Adihi Bhagavaha Brahma. For which the father, instead of spoon feeding the son, he enables him through a process of inquiry. The father gave some clues about the jiva, the Tvampada. He also says, Annam, Pranam, Chakshuhu, Shrotram, Mano, Vacham, Iti. So relating to the Panchakoshas, Jnanendriyas, and Karmendriyas, mind, etc. And also gives him a beautiful indirect description, we called it as Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman, the Tat Pada, by saying, Yathova imani bhutani jayante, yena jatani jivanti, yat prayante visamvishanti, tad vijignyasasva, tad Brahma, which communicates that Brahman is Jagat Upadana Karanam, the material cause. So Brahman is that from which all creations came from, by which all are sustained, and into which all of them merge finally. So the son, Bhrigu, you know, he goes and he does tapas or inquiry, saha tapaha atapyata. And having done tapas, satapas taptva, we ended the discussion at this point in the last webinar. And let us continue with the rest of the discussions today. Annam brahmeti vyajanat annadyeva kalvimani bhutani jayante annena jatani jivanti annam prayantya visamvishantiti tadvijnaya punareva varunam pitaramupasasara adhihi bhagavo brahmeti तगुंहोवाच तपसा ब्रह्म विजिज्ञासस्व तपो ब्रह्मेति सतपोतप्यत सतपस्तप्त्वा। सो वैल मेकिंग एन एन्क्वायरी द स्टूडेंट ही हैज गॉट एक्चुअली टू क्लूज. वन इज व्हाट दैट ही हैज एन अन्नमय एंड अगेन द सेकंड वन इज ब्रह्मन इज दैट फ्रॉम विच ऑल बीइंग्स कम. All are sustained and finally merge into. So these are the two clues the student had from the father. So he tried to join this definition and Annamaya. To start with, he starts with Annamaya. Why? Because all beings are made up of what? Made up of Annamaya only. And so he thought over, so that all these Annamayam are born out of Annam. That we had already seen actually in the Brahmanandavalli portion. Annadvai praja prajayante yakascha prithivigishritaha ato anne naiva jivanti atai nadapiyantyantapaha. We saw that portion. That is, all these annamayas are born out of annam, sustained by annam, and ultimately they will resolve back into annam alone. So in Brahmanandavalli, we saw Annam refers actually to the Samashti Annam, the Karanam, the samashti annam, the total, the karanam, and annamaya refers to the vyashti annam, the karyam, the individuals. And there we said that the suffix maya in annamaya, the maya, that is added in Sanskrit to indicate that it is a product. Annamaya means it is a product of annam. Swarnamayam abharanam means product of swarnam. Similarly, mrinmaya kumbaha means the product of mud. Mrin, mud. So similarly, annamaya indicates it is product of annam. So annam is karanam, and annamaya, the shariram, is karyam, and that is very evident. And we also said, when we say swarnamaya, swarna is the karanam and is the product of swarna. And what karanam it is, whether it is nimitta karanam or upadana karanam, we already saw that earlier also. It is only the material cause, upadana karanam. Therefore, the suffix maya can be added only to the upadana karanam, the material cause, and not to the nimitta karanam, namely the instrumental cause. For example, we should not say kulalamayaha, because kulalamayaha ghataha. Kulalaha means the potter. So even though kulala is the karanam, is the nimitta karanam, the instrumental cause for making the pot, we cannot add maya to kulalaha, since he is only a nimitta karanam. So annam is the material cause. So annat means upadana karanat, annamayani bhutani jayante. Similarly, annena, again upadana karanena, annamayani bhutani jivanti. Because of annam alone we survive. And finally, anne upadana karane eva sarvani annamayani jivani liyate cha. So definition of Brahman is what? Is perfectly fitting with annam. That is what Bhrigu found out. So if he already said about this Brahman, yatova imani bhutani jayante, that portion. Now if you fit it with annam, he found that this fits exactly with that. So what he concluded, what is Brahman? Annam is Brahman. Food, annam is Brahman. So annasya sarva upadana karanatvat sarvesham bhutanam anna karyatvat eva annam Brahman. So annam being the upadana karana, material cause for everything, and all other bhutas being the karyam, so he concluded annam should be Brahma. So Bhrigu was very happy. He said, Eureka, like the, you know, the after the great discovery, I discovered annam Brahma. So I found out what is Brahman. It is annam. So annam Brahma iti vijanat. I found out kaha vijanat. Bhrigu vijanat. Bhrigu, the person who knew, is Bhrigu. I think let me mute somebody. Yeah. And kada vijanat. Tapasaha anantaram. After doing tapas, he recognized that annam is Brahman. And to prove that he is correct, he is trying to fit in annam with the definition of Brahma. But he says, annadhi eva imani bhutani jayante. He, eva, these are all terms, they are all used to emphasize, as an emphasis. Indeed, only by annam, indeed by annam only. From annam alone, imani bhutani kitrishani, annamayani bhutani jayante, they are all born. So by annam only, from annam only, all these bhutas are all, they are all born, beings are born. Incidentally, again, we should remember here that the annam does not mean rice alone. Normally people think annam means is rice. It's not just only annam, rice alone. Annam stands for all types of food that people consume. Movable, immovable, all kinds of, all consumable matter. It is all called annam. And which is modified form of prithivi only. Because we already saw it in the Brahmanandavalli. Prithivya oshadayaha oshadibhyonnam annat purushaha. So in some versions, they even translate annam as what? As matter. So they stop. So prithivya oshadayaha. So but it's very difficult to translate with a particular word for annam. So Therefore, Swamiji many times says, you call annam as annam itself. Don't try to translate into food and this and that. Call annam as annam itself. So, annat imani bhutani jayante. Similarly, annena jatani jivanti. Again, we can understand the beauty of this entire thing only when we remember the teacher's words actually. We should remember what definition he gave earlier. What did the Upanishad say earlier? Yatova imani bhutani jayante. From what all beings are born. So, in the place of yataha, he is putting here annam. Similarly, there the Lord said, yena jatani jivanti. And here, annena jatani jivanti. And the Upanishad said again, yat prayanti abhishambhisanti. Here he says, annam prayanti abhishambhisanti. I am not giving all this explanation because we already went through that earlier. Therefore, because of annam alone, jatani, all beings are born. The born beings, jivanti includes pardante cha. They not only they live, they also grow. They grow also because of food only. And then on what happens? Annam prayanti abhisham visanti. Going towards annam only ultimately. They merge into annam. That is why in Brahmananda Valli, we defined annam as what? Adyate ticha bhutani. Annam is that which is consumed by people. And also which consumes people ultimately. So ultimately, we will merge with annam only. So thus iti. Thus iti means all in quotes here. Quotation. And we should connect with what? Iti vyajanat. In this manner, Bhrigu understood. He understood annam as Brahma in this manner. But what happened? He jumped perhaps for 2 minutes out of happiness that he found what is Brahman and it is annam. But suddenly, further thought that came to him and he was not then satisfied at all with his finding. But on inquiry, he found out that this annam itself is savikaram. It is subject to modification, subject to change. Whether it is vyashti annam or samashti annam, the total annam is subject to change. And there is a rule. What is that rule? Whatever is subject to change has got birth and death. So, yet savikaram, tat adyantavat. It should have an adi and antam. Whatever is subject to change will have the beginning and the end. How do we know this? Because again, we should remember, whenever we say vikaram, how many vikaras are there? Modification, changes, how many are there? The modifications are 6 in number. All those who have come to the Tattvabodha class also might know. Or earlier also I have mentioned this thing. And what are the sixfold modifications of anything? Asti, jayate, vartate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati. Asti, it potentially exists in the womb of the mother. It comes to be born, jayate, vartate, it grows, viparinamate, it changes, apakshiyate, decays, vinashyati, dies. So these are all the sixfold modifications, all these things will have. So whenever vikaram is there, modification is there will be jayate, nashayati cha, everything will be there. From birth until death, everything will be there. Okay, and whatever has got a beginning and end, is it a karanam or karyam? Is it a cause or it is an effect? Yathu adhyantavate, tathu karyam. That should be only a product. Whatever has beginning and end should be a product only. Whatever has got a beginning should be a karyam. So there are only 2 steps now we talked about. One is yat savikaram tat adyantavat. Whatever has modification or changes, that should have a beginning and end. And yat adyantavat tat karyam. Whatever has beginning and end should be karyam, the effect only. Or we can say yat savikaram tat karyam. Whatever has modifications, change is the karyam, is the effect. So whatever changing is karyam, the product, and it cannot be a moola karanam. We have to understand also the ultimate cause, because they themselves are only product. For example, just as my parents may be my cause, but they are not the ultimate cause, because they themselves are only a product of their parents. So similarly, annam is karanam with respect to annamaya, that is true, but annam cannot be the final karanam, because annam itself happens to be a karyam. And so there must be some other karanam should be there, whereas Brahman is moola karanam and annam is not. So Bhrigu felt disappointed. Even though he had some 2 minutes of happiness, it was very short-lived happiness because he found himself that Annam cannot be Moola Karanam, so Annam cannot be Brahman. His finding is wrong. So like, for example, Anjaneya, he went in search of Sita and he found whom? He found Mandodari in Ravana's palace, who was also a very beautiful woman and also a very chaste woman like Sita. One among the Panjakanyakas, Ahalya, Draupadi, Sita, Tara, Mandodari. So all these are all supposed to be the Panjakanyakas. And Anjaneya has not seen Sita before. And seeing Mandodari, he was so much happy. He thought he found Sita. That's what he thought. And he jumped up and down. Actually, Valmiki, he describes all the various things that Anjaneya did at that time. He being a monkey, he, out of happiness, the monkeys, whenever they are happy, they kiss their tail, it looks. So this is a special trait of monkey. And Valmiki says that his real monkeytvam, monkey brand character, that was evident at that time. Till then, he was, till up to that point, he was a Mahatma. Anjaneya is supposed to be Buddhiman. The moment this false joy came, he became the original monkey. And suddenly he thought, what am I thinking now? Sita is supposed to be such a Pativrata. And how can she happily sleep in the presence of another Purushaha, namely Ravana? How can she do that? And so I must have made a mistake. Anjaneya understood after a short-lived jumping. Similarly, Bhrigu was very happy that he found Annam is Brahma, and the next moment he found how Annam can be Brahma, cannot be a Brahma. So he said, what did I do? Then he thought, let me go back to my guru, my father, and ask him to guide me further. So tad vijnaya, having taken Annam to be Brahman, what did he do? Punareva Varunam Pitaram Upasasara. Punareva, again, he went back to his father. Father come guru here, Varunaha. Upasasara means he approached. Approached him with what words? Adihi Bhagavaha Brahma. Again, should be in quotes. The words of Bhrigu. So he says, please, let me teach me, instruct me about Brahman. Annam Brahmeti Vijanet, that is whose words they are? Annam Brahmeti Vijanata is the words of Bhrigu. Understood that Annam is Brahman. Who says? Shruti says. Upanishad says. But Adihi Bhagavo Brahma, who says? That is Bhrigu says. So that should be in quotation. And Tagum ha Uvacha. Tam Bhrigum Varunaha Uvacha. To that Sishya Bhrigu, the teacher Varuna told the following words. Varuna said. Now we should imagine that Bhrigu has told all the details to his father. Those details are not given in the Upanishad here, but only says, Adihi Bhagavaha Brahma. He should have told his father, oh father, I think Annam is Brahman because of all these reasons, you know, all this Sarva Karanam. Annam is the one, Yatova Imani Bhutani Jayante, all those things he described. So I thought it fits into the definition. I first thought Annam is one. But I am not satisfied with that answer, and so please teach me Brahman. So he goes to his father back again and asks him to teach Brahman. And the father comforts him, saying that he is going in the right direction, all right. He need not worry at all, but what he needs to do? He has to do further tapas. Tapas, I mentioned in the last webinar itself. Tapas means inquiry. So continue the inquiry in the same direction. And that's what the father says. So tagum. Again, should be again quotes the words of Father Varuna. Tapasa Brahma Vijignasaswa. May you know that Brahman by your own inquiry. Tapasa, by your own inquiry, may you know that Brahman. So whatever inquiry you have made is in the right direction. That is all right. Only things you have not inquired sufficiently. You have to still continue to inquire and you have to go further. So tapasa Brahma Vijignasaswa. Here also tapas indicates what? Disciplined inquiry. In all these instances, already I told in the last webinar, tapas means inquiry. And the teacher goes one step further and says, Tapo Brahmeti, Tapo Brahma. the right inquiry itself, tapaha, that itself is Brahman. That means what? We should be very careful here. Not that inquiry is Brahman. Inquiry is a sadhana and Brahman is the sadhyam. Is the thing that has to be acquired, that knowledge has to be owned up. Here he shows actually the aikyam between the sadhya, sadhana yoho aikyam. That's what he is showing. Upanishad is showing, the Varuna is showing to him sadhya, sadhana yoho aikyam, to show that it is very important for him to inquire further. And that is the reason he tries to tell him this way, so that it is important for the son to go further and inquire. And the right inquiry will certainly lead to Brahman. And so he says, right inquiry itself is Brahman. So right inquiry will certainly lead to Brahman. So he calls the right inquiry itself as Brahman. These are all just, you know, Gauna Prayogaha. In Sanskrit, we call them as Gauna Prayogaha. It is like telling what? Money is everything. What does it mean? Does it mean that money is our lunch, our car and all that thing? By having money, it will quench my breakfast by just like that? Money is everything means money is a means to everything. Whatever I want to get, money is the means to get everything. So sarvam means sarva sadhanam ityartha. That's what we should understand. So sadhana arte sadhya lakshanaha. That is what we should understand that here. So similarly, tapas is Brahman. Tapas is the means to know Brahman, the most important means to know Brahman. That is what we should understand when he says tapas is Brahman. Iti means that is what the father said, and that is in quotes. And what did the son do having heard the father? Saha tapaha atapyata. Again, the son went back and started his inquiry. So other than an annam, there should be something else, which is the cause. And tapaha taptva, having made an elaborate inquiry, what happened? He came to the next stage, and that comes in the next section that we will read. Prano brahme divya janat pranadhyeva kalvimani bhutani jayante prane najata nijivanti pranam prayantya bisamvishanti iti tadvijnaya punareva varunam pitaramupasasara adhihi bhagavo brahmeti tagumho vacha tapasa brahma vijignasasva tapo brahmeti satapo tapyata satapas taptva. Now Bhrigu goes back again and he makes further inquiry, and he had clues of annamaya, pranamaya, etc. already given by the father. So previously he went to the cause of annamaya earlier. Now he goes further interior, goes to the cause of pranamaya. He goes interior to annamaya, which is pranamaya. So all beings are not essentially annamaya. Subtler than annamaya, it is pranamaya. So pranamaya should be the living being. And this pranamaya is born out of what? Samashti prana. We should understand that. So out of samashti prana, the total, all pranamayas are born. By samashti prana, again the total, all pranamayas are sustained also. And unto samashti prana alone, all pranamayas go back, resolve back into. Therefore, he concludes that the definition of Brahman is fit, will fit properly with pranamaya and prana. So he says, pranat evam kalvimani bhutani jayante pranena jatani jivanti pranam prayanti abhisham visanti. But all beings, which are all of the nature of pranamaya. And so what is Brahman now? Prano brahmedi vyajanat. He concluded pranam is Brahman. Pranam is Brahman. He was very happy again with the finding. But he started to think again. Suddenly again he got disappointed. How can prana be mula karanam, since prana also is subject to change, subject to modification? Because when we look at our own prana, breathing constantly changes, our digestive system changes, respiratory system changes. So all these pancha pranas, which are responsible for all the five physiological functions in the body, we know they change all the time. சோ பிராணஸ்ய சவிகாரத்வாது தட் இஸ் காரியத்வம். சோ பிராணம் ஆல்சோ இஸ் அ காரியம் ஒன்லி பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ சப்ஜெக்ட் டு சேஞ்ச். எனிதிங் தட் இஸ் சப்ஜெக்ட் டு சேஞ்ச் இஸ் அ ப்ராடக்ட். So pranasya savikaratvate karyatvam. Okay, so it cannot be the mula karanam again. So he goes back to his father again and says adihi bhagavaha brahma. So all are repetitions like his previous section, that is why I am skipping it quickly. So the father again does not teach anything new. He has given, he says, I have given you enough clues and you are traveling in the right direction, all right. So what all you need to do is what? Go further. Enquire further along the same lines. Tapasa brahma vijignyasasva tapo brahma iti. And here we will not give the meaning of every word here because they are all just repetitions. So we can just understand from the earlier discussion. So wherever annam comes, we have to just insert pranam there. That's all we have to do. So, and so he went back. He performed tapas again. Having done tapas, satapotapyatam satapastaptva, having done tapas, he comes to the conclusion again. What is the conclusion now? Mano brahmeti vyajanate manaso hyeva kalvimani bhutani jayante manasa jatani jivanti manaprayantya visamvishantiti tadvijnaya punareva varunam pitaram upasasara adhihi bhagavo brahmeti தகும்ஹோ வாச தபசா பிரம்ம விஜிஜ்ஞாசஸ்வ தபோ பிரம்மேதி சதபோ தப்யத சதபஸ்தப்த்வா. So he does further inquiry and what is his conclusion now? The annam and pranam are not Brahman, but manas is Brahman. Mind is Brahman, that is his new finding. And when we say manaha, we should not take again the Vyashti Manomaya, the individual manomaya, but manaha stands for the samashti manaha, the total. Similarly, in the previous case also, it is samashti prana and samashti annam, that we have to understand very clearly. How do we differentiate between vyashti and samashti here? When maya is added, it is vyashti. When maya is removed, it is samashti. Already we told that earlier in Brahmanandavali itself. And here also he applies the same definition. It fits very well because manasaha manomayani jayante. So manasayeva manomayani bhutani jivanti. And again manasi of manomayani bhutani liyante. They will ultimately merge back into manas only. So manas is Brahman. That is what his conclusion was. Then what happens? Again he was disappointed. Why? Manas also has savikaram. It also is subject to changes. It is very obvious that we all know. So what is the definition of manas? We already went through in Tattva Bodha. Sankalpam vikalpatmakam manaha. Manas is of the nature of sankalpa and vikalpa. Should I do this or not do this? Always indecision, oscillation of the mind. So constantly changes. So manas cannot be definitely mula karanam at all. It cannot be the ultimate cause. So it can be perhaps an intermediary cause and it is not the ultimate cause. So he again goes back to the father. Father does not give him anything new again. He says, you are making inquiry properly, all right, but you have to still continue inquiry. You cannot be just this thing. I am muting many times Natarajan Mama, but his mic gets turned on. So he goes back to the father. So you are making inquiry, please go ahead and continue inquiry further. Son goes back again. Tapaha saha tapaha atapyata satapas taptva. Having done another further inquiry, he comes back and he has the new conclusion. What is the conclusion? Vijnanam brahmeti vyajanat vijnana adyeva kalvima nibhuta nijayante vijnane najata nijivanti விஜயானம் பிரயந்த விஷம் விஷந்தீதி தத் விஜய புனரேவ வருணம் பிதரமுபசசார அதீஹி பகவோ பிரம்மேதி தகும்ஹோ வாச தபசா பிரம்ம விஜிஜாசஸ்வ தபோ பிரம்மேதி சதபோ தப்யத satapastatva. Again, not being satisfied with manas, the samashti, he comes to the next interior kosha, namely vijnanamaya kosha, vijnanam, which is the samashti of the vijnanamaya bhutani. So here he again comes to samashti vijnanam. Yes, so vijnanam does not refer to the vesti vijnanamaya, but refers to the samashti vijnanam. And if you want, we may even use the word, actually the samashti vijnanam, instead of using that, we can put, use the words like virat, hiranyagarbha. We already went through all those things in tattva bodha. We can use those terms. So annam is samashti annam. It can be taken as virat. Similarly, prana can be taken as hiranyagarbha. Manas and vijnanam also can be taken as hiranyagarbha, which will mean what? First, he understood the virat is Brahman. He understands hiranyagarbha as Brahman. So when he tried to fit in these definitions, it was all fine, no problem at all for him. So vijnanat imani bhutani jayante, vijnanamaya bhutani jayante. Similarly, vijnanamaya bhutani jivanti, and finally abhisam vishanti, because that is a conclusion. So what he said now, vijnanam is Brahma. Again, what happened? He finds that vijnanam also is savikaram, because it is vritti atmakam. So gata vijnana means what? Gata vritti. Vritti atmaka means the only thought. It is the only the thought of the gata, the part. So savikaratvate is karyam. It's again only a product. It cannot be the mula karanam. So karyatvate na mula karanam. Because it is a product, it cannot be mula karanam. Tasmate na brahma. So it cannot be Brahman. So vijnanam also cannot be Brahman. And again he goes back to father and asks, Adihi Bhagavaha Brahma. Oh father, instruct me about Brahman. Father also, he does not get wild. He does not become impatient. So he says, okay son, you are in the right direction. Continue the inquiry. He asks him to go back and continue the inquiry. And now the son comes to the next section where he says, Anando Brahmeti Vyajanate Anandadyeva Kalvimani Bhutani Jayante Anande Najata Nijivanti Anandam Prayante Bisam Vishantiti Saishaba Argaviva Runi Vidya Paramevyo Man Pratishtita Yayevam Veda Pratitishtati Annavanan Nado Bhavati Mahan Bhavati Prajaya Pashubhir Brahma Varchasena Mahan Kirtya. So the son does further inquiry and he comes to that knowledge. He came to the knowledge Anando Brahmeti Vyajanat. Here we have to very carefully note that the word Ananda does not mean Anandamaya Kosha. One has to be very careful. It's not Anandamaya Kosha, it is Ananda. The Anandamaya Kosha topic is skipped here. This is the difference actually between Brahmananda Valli and Bhrigu Valli. If you remember Brahmananda Valli in the Anandamaya discussion, there in what it said, Anyontara Atmanandamayaha. So after Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya was talked about at that time. There, Tasya Priyame Vashiraha Modo Dakshina Pakshaha Pramoda Uttara Pakshaha Ananda Atma. So what there we said, that Anandamaya Kosha consists of various vrittis, like the Priya Vritti, the Moda Vritti, the Pramoda Vritti, all those things. And the Anandamaya Kosha is in the form of experiential pleasure. It is not the original pleasure, it is the experiential pleasure. And Anandamaya Kosha is experienced when? During sleep. Such an Anandamaya Kosha, described in the second chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad, is not at all mentioned here. In this section, Bhrigu Valli, it is not at all mentioned. We have to supply the Bhrigu understood Anandamaya Kosha also. Even though it is not described here, like the Pranamaya Kosha or Manomaya Kosha or Vijnanamaya Kosha, we have to supply that Bhrigu went through inquiry, understood Anandamaya Kosha also. Tasya Priyameva Shiraha Modo Dakshina Pakshaha Pramoda Uttara Pakshaha Ananda Atma. So in the Anandamaya Kosha itself, as the very substratum of Anandamaya Kosha, we talked about another Ananda as Ananda Atma. That's what we talked about in the Brahmanandavalli portion, if you remember that. So in the Anandamaya Kosha had gradation. This was very elaborately described in the second chapter. We only have to refresh now. And what is the difference between Kosha Ananda, Anandamaya Kosha Ananda, and Atma Ananda? That also we saw at that time. Anandamaya Kosha Ananda is the Ananda reflected in the Priya, Moda, and Pramoda Vrittis. And so we say Kosha Ananda is Pratibimba Ananda, is the reflection. Is the reflected Ananda is Anandamaya Kosha Ananda. And whatever Ananda we experience, any Ananda that we experience comes under Pratibimba Ananda only. Whereas Atma Ananda is not the Ananda reflected in the Vrittis. Atma Ananda is not reflected in the Vrittis, but Atma Ananda is the original Ananda, the Bimba Ananda. It is not the reflected Ananda, it is the Bimba Ananda, and this Bimba Ananda can never be experienced by us. Only Pratibimba Ananda can be experienced, and Bimba Ananda can never be experienced. And Pratibimba Ananda alone can be experienced even in the greatest Nirvikalpa Samadhi, the greatest bliss that people talk of in any loka, whatever may be the world. Due to any sadhana, people may do all kinds of sadhanas. Any experiential ananda is Pratibimba Ananda only. All these points we made it very clear during our Brahmanandavalli discussion. And Bimba Ananda is never available for experience. The original ananda, Bimba Ananda, is never available for experience. Because Bimba Ananda is what? Is the experiencer, the subject. And it can never be experienced. So Kosha Ananda or the Pratibimba Ananda or the experienced Ananda, they are all same. And Atma Ananda or Bimba Ananda or the non-experienced Ananda, they are all same. So the final difference is what? Pratibimba Ananda always has gradation. It will come, it will go. It is not going to be permanent anytime because it is experience. That is very simple. That is why it can come and go. It is dependent on vritti. It is dependent on some thoughts. Since vrittis fluctuate, the thoughts fluctuate, Pratibimba Ananda also will come and go, it will fluctuate. Never, it will never be steady. So, taratamya sahitam, always. Whereas, Bimba Ananda will never come at all. And so, there is no question of going. Because it never comes, it is a question of you are owning it up. It never comes or never goes. That is why we say, whenever we listen to a great bliss experienced by yogis and bhaktas, you know, some yogis say that they are having that kind of bliss. A lot of bhaktas say they were all very blissful, all those things. They talk about the bhava samadhi also, some people talk about bhava samadhi, in which they go to a trance and say they had a blissful experience. They all come under Pratibimba Ananda only. None of them are original Ananda at all. Because they themselves say, I was in Bhava Samadhi for 5 hours or 50 days, 500 days, does not matter. Is it eternal or non-eternal? Whether it is a 5-hour Samadhi or 50-year Samadhi or 5 billion year Samadhi, it is only Pratibimba Ananda only and not Bimba Ananda. Only because they went into bliss and came out of bliss. That is a simple reason. There was a time where they entered into bliss, and there was a time when they came out of bliss, so it cannot be eternal. So it may be a religious bliss or yogic bliss or any bliss, doesn't matter. That which comes is only Pratibimba Ananda alone. If something has to come as an experiential pleasure, it could be only Pratibimba Ananda. Whereas in Vedanta, we talk only about Bimba Ananda, which is not to be acquired in any samadhi, nirvikalpa samadhi, savikalpa samadhi, none of those. But it should be only wound up by knowledge. Only by self-knowledge it should be wound up. So here the word ananda refers to the second meaning only, the Bimba Ananda or Atma Ananda and not Kosha Ananda. Anandamaya Kosha Ananda, it is not the Pratibimba Ananda, it is Bimba Ananda. So anandaha brahmeti vyajanat. The Atmanandaha or Brahmanandaha or the Chaitanyam itself. So Anandaha means the very Chaitanyam itself, Prajnanam. So Anandaha here means the very Chaitanyam, the Prajnanam. So Brahmeti Vijanat. That means what? Aham Brahma iti Vijanat. That is the understanding. Because as you come down from Annamaya Kosha to Pranamaya to Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya Koshas, the first stage that one comes up to is what? Ups to the final stage is what? I. Having traversed through all these various koshas, the final stage that one comes to is I, the Chaitanyam. Once you have disidentified from all the pancha koshas, that is all the bodies, once you dissociate from them, what is left out is what? The I, the subject only. So here, Ananda means Ananda Atma, and Atma means Aham, I. So we should say, Chaitanya Swarupaha Atma Aham Eva Brahma Iti Vijanat. So this is how he understood Aham Brahma Asmi. That is the knowledge he gained. Then he tried to fit into the definition. Anandatyeva kalu imani bhutani jayante. All beings are born out of Ananda alone. Then we may wonder, how is it possible that from Ananda, we don't really find anything being born? Right? From Ananda, we don't find anything being born. For example, when you smile, it's Ananda only. Is anything born? Nothing is born. Then how does the Upanishad say, Anandat imani bhutani jayante? How can Upanishad say like that? We misunderstood, because when we say that nothing is born out of our happiness, we are referring to what happiness? We are referring to only Koshananda only, the Pratibimbananda only. From experiential pleasure, nothing can be born. And scriptures also do not say so, that something will be born from experiential pleasure or Pratibimbananda. But the Ananda which is Atma, the Atmananda, Ananda Atma, imani bhutani jayante. From Ananda Atma, all these things, they are born. Here Ananda Atma means what? The Chaitanyam, Brahman, from which all are being born. So tasmatva, etasmatim, atmana, akashaha, sambhutaha, akashat vayuhu. We already saw that in Brahmananda Valli. From the Atma alone, Akasha came. From Akasha, Vayu. Akashat, Vayu. Vayu, Ragnihi, Agne, Rapaha, Adha, Prithvi, Prithviya, Vashadayaha, Vashadibhyaha, Annam, Annat, Purushaha. So we saw all those things starting from Chaitanyam, Akasha came, and all other things came subsequently. So Anandat here means Atmana eva imani bhutani jayante. From Atma alone. Not only that, Anandenam jatani jivanti. Whatever is being born is sustained by Ananda only. So Chaitanya Atma. Ananda here means Chaitanya Atma. By that only everything is sustained. If you do not understand this properly, this line will look very funny to us. Because we will say, out of happiness everything is born. Everything is sustained by happiness. And finally merge into happiness. This will be all very confusing. So out of Chaitanyam everything is born. Everything is sustained, and finally they all merge into Chaitanyam only. If it is out of Chaitanyam, why should the Upanishad use the word then Ananda? It should have used the word Chaitanyam. But we are now going through Ananda, inquiry of Ananda. So why should the Upanishad use the word Ananda instead of Chaitanyam? It uses the word Ananda just to show that Ananda is also the Swarupa of Atma, the nature of Atma. Just as Chaitanyam is Swarupam of Atma, Ananda also is Swarupam of Atma. Otherwise, someone will say what? I know Chaitanyam. I have gone through all these classes. I learned Brahmananda Valli, everything. I know Chaitanyam because I am conscious being. I know Chaitanyam. But I am still in search of Ananda. One might say that. So if you know Ananda is Chaitanyam, we do not have to search for it at all anymore. Since we are Ananda Swarupaha Asmi. Then Anandam Prayanti Abhisham Visanti. So all beings, finally, they also go towards Ananda only. They ultimately resolve into Ananda. Ananda here means Ananda Atma, the Chaitanyam. So once he found that he is Ananda Atma, the Chaitanyam, he was totally satisfied. Up to that time, he was not totally satisfied. Once he found out, he is Ananda Atma, Ananda Surupaha. Once he understood that, he was totally satisfied. Previously, what? He found Annam, Pranam, Manas, Vijnanam. All those things, he found all of them are Savikaram. They are all subject to change. They are all subject to modifications. But when he came to Ananda Atma, the Chaitanyam, he found Chaitanyam is not Savikaram, but is Nirvikaram, has no modification at all. Brahman has no modification, Chaitanyam has no modification at all. Again, we can ask this question, how do we know that Chaitanyam has no modification? How do we know Chaitanyam is Nirvikaram? For that, again, we can give many reasons. The first reason is what? It is the witness of all changes. We already saw that in Tattva Bodha. Avastatraya Sakshi. He already is the witness. Therefore, the witness of changes must be what? Must be free from changes. So, Vikara Sakshi Nirvikara Syat. So, the witness of any change should not be changing itself. And there is another reason also. Suppose the Chaitanyam is Savikaram. How will you see the change in the Chaitanyam? If it is, let us say, if it is subject to change, how will we see a change in Chaitanyam? Someone has to report the change in Chaitanyam. Then only we can know that. Then you need another Chaitanyam to talk about the changes of the first Chaitanyam. Correct? So, but we know that there is no second Chaitanyam at all. Chaitanyam is only one. So, no one can say that Chaitanyam is changing. Then what we will ask? We will ask the question, how do you know? Very difficult. So, because it is not an object, and to objectify the Chaitanyam, there should be a second Chaitanyam. So, we can never talk about the changes for Chaitanyam. Then one might ask, why can't itself know? Chaitanyam itself know its own changes. We are saying now that if there is something is changing, there should be a changeless entity to know the changes. Now, we may ask the question, why not Chaitanyam itself can know that its own changes? We say that also is not possible because no instrument can know its own changes. For example, if you take your own eyes, can we ever know the property of our own eyes ourselves? You should not say that I can see it in the mirror, because in the mirror, we don't see our eyes, original eyes. We only see the reflection of our eyes. So, guni can never know its own guna. No substance can know its own properties. Similarly, Chaitanyam can know the vikaram, the change of other things, but not the vikaram itself. And there is no second Chaitanyam also to talk about this change, this vikaram. Therefore, Chaitanyam is nirvikaram. Many other reasons also perhaps people can attempt to give, but these are some reasons, if you know, that's adequate. So Bhrigu understood thus, and so he will not have to go to his father again. So he understood that this doesn't have Adi and Antam, a beginning and end. Therefore, Chaitanyam cannot be a karyam, an effect. And since it is not a karyam at all, Chaitanyam alone should be the Moola Karanam. It is the fundamental cause, which is never born, but from which everything else is born. So it is the causeless cause, as we said earlier. It is like the fatherless father, motherless mother, and so on. So this alone we read in the Puranas, that for example, Shiva, he does not have a father. So poor Shiva, we say he doesn't have a father or mother. It is nothing but Brahman described as Shiva, Brahma, Vishnu, all that thing. So, and since Bhrigu had come to this fundamental cause, that is Brahman, which is Ananda Atma, so Ahameva, he found that thing. Therefore, his inquiry has been successfully concluded. He has found what is the nature of Atma. So, what happens now? He doesn't have to go back to his father at all. So that does not, the Punareva Parunam Pitaram Upasasara Adihi Bhagavo Brahma, those lines do not come anymore at all. Bhrigu never went to his father again. And father also should have found that the son should have known what is to be known. So the father also never worried. He knows that the son, I mean, these are all things which we infer or supply. It's not given in the Upanishad. then saishaba argaviva runi vidya, this is the vidya, this is the brahma vidya or atma vidya known as bhargavi. This knowledge is given a term bhargavi. Self knowledge is given a new name called bhargavi, because it is gained by whom? Gained by bhrigu. So bhriguna prapta vidya is called bhargavi. Or the Upanishad gives an alternative name also, Varuni. Bhargavi and Varuni. It is also the name of the wisdom. This Varuni also is the name of the Vidya or wisdom, because it is Varunena Prokta, imparted by Varuna Devata. So because it is given by Varuna Devata, it is also called Varuni. Because it's a knowledge gained by Bhrigu, it is also called Bhargavi. So this wisdom began from Annam, Pranam, Manas, Vijnanam, all those things, and where it culminated, it came more and more interior, and that is the right inquiry. Inquiry should be from the gross to the subtle. That is why materialistic philosophies always fail. They go to the stars for the solution of creation, always go outward. Here Bhrigu gets more and more, he makes the travel more and more inward, and culminated where? Paramevyo man pratishtita. He culminated in Hridaya Akashaha. Literally, it means supreme space. Paramevyo man means supreme space. Or Hridaya Akasha. Why? Because Brahman is manifest as Chidabhasha in the Hridayam alone, in the heart. And so it is like the Garbhagraham. The heart is like the Garbhagraham, where the deity is kept. So Devo Devalaya Proktaha, the whole body is like a temple, and Hridayam is like the sanctum. And in the Hridaya, the Chidabhasa, the Chaitanyam, is the Lord Brahman. It is like what? Even though the Lord is everywhere, in the temple the Lord is invoked. And so we call that place is a sacred place. Similarly, Lord is everywhere, but in the Hridaya, he is manifest. And so it is a sacred space. It is called Brahma Puram in Mundaka Upanishad, the abode of Brahman. Okay. Then why do we say Brahman is manifest in Hridaya Akasha as Chidabhasa? We have to understand that also. Chidabhasa is manifest where? In the Antakaranam. In the Antakarana only, in mind alone. Antakarana is the inner equipment. In the mind only. Then why do we say Hridaya Akasha Pratishtita? Because if it is in the mind only, we should have said it is in the mind. But why do we say it in the Hridaya Akashe Pratishtitaha? Because the Hridayam, the physical heart, is supposed to be the Golakam. Golakam means the locus of our mind. The Antakaranam, according to Shastras. According to Shastras, the Hridaya Akasha, the Hridayam, the physical heart is supposed to be the locus, the Golakam of our mind. So Hridaye manaha vartate, manasi chitabhasaha vartate. In the heart, mind is there, and in the mind, chitabhasa is there, Chaitanyam. And it is in this mind, Bhrigu discovered Brahman. Through his inquiry, this is what he discovered in his mind. That is why it was said in Brahmanandavalli, Satyam jnanam anantam Brahma, yoveda nihitam guhayam paramevyomanna. Actually, that has to be connected here. Nihitam Guhaya. So, Bhrigu also discovered Brahman as the very I, the consciousness Chaitanyam, manifest in the mind as Chaitanyam. So, Paramevyoman Pratishtita. This wisdom, which started from Annamaya, culminated in Hridayakasham Brahma. Now, the Upanishad gives actually the Palashruti, which we will read. Yevam Veda Pratitishtati. The one who knows thus, this Vidya in this manner, he is established. He is established what? In that thought, in that knowledge, he is well established, and he doesn't have any vacillation anymore. He is firmly established. He doesn't have any other issues of any kind. Anything that can come in life doesn't matter. He knows, he accepts them all. He doesn't resist whatever are facts. He knows that those things, Prarabdha will definitely drive you into situations and all, but he gets so established in this knowledge that none of them affect him anymore. And Annavanan nado bhavati. He is annavan bhavati. He gets lot of food and all the other things that is needed in life. He doesn't starve at all for anything. Anything that is required for life, he gets. And lot of annam. And not only lot of annam he gets, annadaha bhavati. He also can enjoy that food. Lot of people can get lot of annam, but they cannot take food at all because they are diabetic, they have this, that, all those problems. But here, this person is not. He not only is annavan, he has got lot of annam and all those things. He also can enjoy them all. And mahan bhavati, he becomes a great person. He becomes an outstanding person. Here, as a teacher who teaches Brahma Vidya, Atma Vidya, he becomes a very famous teacher. You know, this is like a lot of schools. You know, we have got schools. These schools have got first-tier schools, second-tier schools, third-tier schools. These are all schools where all these children, because of their own popularity and their fame, they want to always go towards them. So this person becomes this jnani, this Jivan Muktaha. He becomes very famous. He becomes a big, great Mahan. Not only that, Prajaya, Pashubihi, Brahma Varchasena. He gets all of them. He gets Prajaya. If he is the Grahastha, he gets good children. Or if he is a Jnani Sannyasi, then he gets good Shishyas. So Prajaya not only means children, it also means good Shishyas, depending on whether he is a Grahastha or a Jnani or a Sannyasi. And Pashubihi, he will get a lot of cattle and so many of these riches. And if he is a Grahastha, he will get all of them. If he is again a sannyasi, then he will have a good ashrama. And in the ashrama, there could be a lot of cows and cattle, all those things. So he will be endowed with all these riches. And Brahma Varchas, he will have that glow. He will have that effulgence. He will have, because that self-knowledge, that kanti, that will be there in his face. So that he will be known, wherever he is, he will be known by the effulgent outlook he has and the maturity of the jnanam. Because of that, he will be very well known. Mahan Kirtya, all his Kirti, his fame, and all those things, that will be also so widespread, and he will be one among millions or so many people, a Jnani. His Kirti, his yashas, is going to be spread all over, and he becomes a great Mahan also. I just gave the brief Parashruti today. We may give some more details of that in the next webinar. यो वेदादौ स्वर प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परः स महेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु।